Classic Business Tax.
This feature is brought to you by BDO, the fastest growing audit advisory and tax firm globally. And we've got a lot of public anger at the state at the moment. I think that is probably the understatement of the year. And it's really thanks to this peak load shedding that we've got. And the question of a tax revolt is once again very much front and center in the mind of taxpayers who feel like the social contract is completely broken down. Now, the merits of a tax revolt are probably easier to respond to in theory than they are in practice. So to talk theory and a bit of practice tonight, I've invited Ferdy Schneider, the National Head of Tax and Tax Partner at BDO, to come and share how potentially difficult it is to actually execute on a tax revolt. Ferdy, good to see you again.
Michael, same here. Thanks a lot for the invite. I think theoretically and philosophically, it's very easy to tax revolt. I think we all tax revolt in our minds. But practically, for us to tax revolt is a very different story. I mean, we've got three main instruments with which we can play around to tax revolt. And the one is corporate income tax, other one is PAYE, and the third one, of course, is VAT. So if we can manage a tax revolt on all three of those, it would be brilliant. We would have no money, of course, to pay anything else, and we won't even be able to fix Eskom in the process. But if you look at the practice, really, SARS has got so many brilliant systems in place at the moment to ensure that we cannot revolt other than for intellectually, of course.
The Tax Administration Act has some swingeing penalties. It's very difficult on a practical level to see consumers walking into a shop and refusing to pay the 15% VAT on products, employers to get them to stop paying PAYE. I mean, it really is, in philosophical terms, easy to conceptualize of a tax revolt. I think in practice, almost impossible, unless you go the Section 12J route, which is a perfectly legal way of a tax revolt in this financial.
Yeah, or you take the 1 April next year when that million rand exemption comes in, where all foreign income used to be exempt, now only a million will be from next year, but then you must leave the country and to tax revolt. So that's also not a very practical solution.
Well, that is the ultimate form of tax revolt, isn't it? A lifestyle revolt. And we are seeing the numbers through the turnstiles and immigration increasing, which is, I mean, we joke about this, Ferdy, but it's very, very serious for the South African economy. We need to turn this around. After years of mismanagement at SARS, we finally have this new broom sweeping clean. We had last week the announcement of this panel to advise the finance minister on the selection of a new head of SARS. Obviously, the acting commissioner, Mark King, on in the running there. So all the right signals being sent at the moment. Are you expecting to see a big dent in tax collections? We've got a very important budget coming up next week.
I think tax collections has been under pressure for the last 2-3 years, tremendously so. But I do see a lot of good signs. Mark Kingan himself has done a lot of brilliant work there. He's been with SARS now in his 35th year. So, and then there's been speculation on Maria Ramos that she didn't take a retirement on purpose. So she could also be in the running, but I think she may be conflicted because I believe her husband is on the panel. So that makes it a bit difficult. So that may outcast her, I don't know. But what Mark has done so far at SARS can definitely pick tax morality up. It won't change my views of tax revolt because I think that's purely academic. But the tax morality, I think it's in South Africa currently is not where it should be. And if we get a fixed commissioner in place, I think we can change that around again.
But what we have to do, and tax morality is such an important philosophical issue, Ferdy, what we have to do is also ensure that people pay for services rendered across the board. And right now it does feel like the geese at the marginal end of the tax rate are plucked from almost every corner, while people who are in a position to be paying are sitting back and refusing to. And that culture has to change.
It definitely has to change, Michael. I agree with you. I think personally, to tax somebody that earns more than 1.5 at 45% is a sick sign, unfortunately, of our tax system, and that's desperation. Because where do they find the money? And the increase in the VAT rate, although you know probably, if you remember, that I support that. But then again, we've got the skewed income distribution in South Africa, so the poor are suffering more.
Yeah, and that is the problem with going for something like a VAT, and not just an ad valorem VAT increases on maybe high-end SUV vehicles, for example. With that said, I've only got another minute left with you. Do you expect to see any particularly shiny, fluffy, cute bunny rabbits being pulled out of hats next week? I mean, the finance minister is really between a rock and a hard place, much like that statue or sculpture outside Megawatt Park.
No, exactly. Michael, I actually don't expect whatever you said just now, like rabbits and so and hats and so. I don't see that he's got any room to maneuver. Corporate income tax is as high as it can be at 28%. 45% for top marginal rate on the personal income tax is very high, and then 15% on the VAT. I think the only thing that I would like to see is that he plays around with the broader tax system a bit more and attracting FDI, for instance, to soften the blow on foreign direct investment. Mauritius at the moment attracts, I think, far more relatively than they should compared to us.
And that's at rollout, the red carpet, and also at, you know, close to 60% of you include the contingent liabilities such as Eskom and other SOEs, maybe going to 70% debt to GDP. We just can't afford those kinds of levels. We're not a Japan, we're not a USA with interest rates at zero or thereabouts. We have very high interest rates. So just to service that debt, it becomes untenable.
It becomes a nightmare. And the Eskom saga and all of the other SOEs at the moment just adds to that pressure, because eventually you price yourself out of the market if you continue to borrow, especially overseas. And we, sitting here, our poor guys, are paying the price.
Ferdy Schneider, National Head of Tax and Tax Partner at BDO.